I shudder to think what he has today. Dr. Pond, you relented yesterday, and you ended up with me giving the word, quite by accident, and I'm wondering what you have today.
My old friend, shudder not.
Okay, well, what do you have, big guy?
He says he's shuddering. Hey, listen, guys, I got a dandy for you here, a triple peach of a word. What does it mean to be faultless or blameless or almost perfect?
Hmm.
Got a word for that?
Pristine? I don't know.
Well, you're close. You're
immaculate?
Close. The word of the day.
What was that, AJ?
Immaculate?
Immaculate?
Another close call. Exactly. Drum roll, please. The word of the day is impeccable. Impeccable.
There you go.
The peck part of that word is all about sin and fault and misery and bad things. So if you are impeccable, you are faultless or blameless. You might even go so far as to say incapable of sin or error.
Uh-huh.
Like Ron Stutz for 40 years on the radio. Boy, that's what I call impeccable.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy. Well, yeah. certain administrations are like that.
Oh, Rod, please don't open that door. Please do open that door. Yeah, here we go. I am P-E-C-C-A-B-L-E, impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
One more time. I am P-E-C-C-A-B-L-E. It's all about, again, as I say, being faultless or blameless.
Mm-hmm.
Might even go so far as to say incapable of sin or or error. That is what it means to be impeccable. You happy with that?
That's sort of like you, Wayne.
Oh, Ron, I'll tell you, you're just the dreamiest DJ I've ever heard. I just love staring in the mirror, looking at my own image and seeing Ron Stutz.
Oh, yeah, right. That's a little creepy there, buddy.
That is creepy. Hey, on that happy note, have a good one. I'll talk to you in the morning. Take care. Bye-bye.